The Woman's Hope Chorale is a St. Louis-based chorus that, through music, addresses issues faced by women around the globe. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has more about the group's event this weekend.
On Sunday at the Ethical Society, the Women's Hope Chorale presents a concert, along with a panel discussion and an art display. Leanne Magnuson-Latuda is the chorale's conductor and artistic director. Rachel Ebling is co-founder and executive director of the Angel Band Project, and Lydia Ruffin sings with the Mayor Taylor Band. Welcome all to you to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
Leanne, as your mission, this event sort of enforces your belief that singing can change the world. Explain that for us.
Well, we like to think that, yes. We added HOPE to the name, Women's Hope Chorale, because for us that's an acronym for harmony, optimism, philanthropy, and empowerment, and particularly empowerment of women. And with this particular theme of this concert, we want to give women hope and we want to give them a voice. And the women that we're bringing to the forefront are women who have been through some pretty difficult things in their life. They're survivors of sexual violence and trauma. And they have quite a story to tell, but we're going to present it in a very hopeful, positive way with some beautiful music and perhaps a few poignant moments, but also some celebrations of the life that is still there and the beauty and the presence of these women.
Is that ever a challenge to take a very, you know, serious topic and celebrate it at the same time?
Oh, my goodness, yes. and some of the lyrics of the songs that these women wrote are difficult. We sort of get into them, and they can be a little bit dark. One of the songs is, you know, "You found me in the corner with my head held down, lost and afraid, I was too terrified to fight." But then the second half of the song says, "I don't hide in the corner anymore. I found myself new armor. I'm not afraid of the darkness. I'll rise up and I'll show you I'm so much stronger than my pain." Man, what a powerful message. And that song was written by a young woman, and Adam Manis arranged it for the chorale, and it is stunningly beautiful.
And he's contributing in a couple of different ways. I mean, we know him from the 442s.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And Adam arranged three of the survivor songs.
Huh. Rachel, the Angel Band Project, that all goes back, and we talked about this on this program a number of years ago, but all goes back to include the story of a St. Louis-born gentleman that is very successful on Broadway and what happened to his sister.
Correct. So we began this organization in 2009. Norbert's sister Teresa was one of my very dear friends.
Norbert
Leo Butz, who's done very well on Broadway and in movies and theater and such. But Teresa was one of my best friends, and she was brutally raped and murdered in her home. She had been living in Seattle at the time. And because Teresa's family was so musically gifted, we found real joy and hope in the music that was played at her funeral mass. And we decided to capture that healing energy and put it into a benefit album at the time. So our mission stemmed from those horrible circumstances, but now we use music as a way to open doors and start conversations about the issue of sexual violence, as well as directly support survivors through music therapy.
Are you still in contact with Norbert Leo Butz? Is he still involved in this?
Yes, Norbert is very active. He is on our board of directors and uses his voice to really bring awareness to this in a bigger level. So he's very involved.
Mm-hmm. Lydia, you front the Mayor Taylor Band.
I do.
Tell me about them.
The Mayor Taylor Band is Charlie Pfeffer, Mike Tiefenbrunn, and myself. And we've been playing together for over 30 years in one form or another. We were in a band called Spats, and then we've played on each other's projects. And we're being joined by Dan Rubright for this concert also.
And is there a real Mayor Taylor?
there was, yes. That's a long story. Probably best left for another time.
Okay, we'll do that on another show. Why don't we sample some of what you do?
Sure.
What did you bring along with you?
This song is a song written by Paul Reuter, who is the director of the Sheldon, and it's called "Going Down the River." And it's a song he wrote for his wife. And the recording is me singing it, Dan Rubright is playing guitar, and Mike Tiefenbrunn on the bass.
Leaving our past behind, going down the river, don't know what we'll find. just around the bend. I'm going down the river with my friend. Going down the river through dangers in the night. Going down the river, praying for the morning light. The sun comes up, a new day dawns. The water's calm again. I'm going down the river with my friend.
Sound great, Lydia.
Thanks.
We're talking with Lydia Ruffin, Rachel Ebling, and Leanne Magnuson-Latuda about the Women's Hope Chorale's concert, which is coming up, and the theme is violence against women. And Leanne, you're calling this event Still I Rise, which is also a song.
Yes, and we named the concert after that song because it is so powerful and positive. It's a gospel anthem, and it has a driving energy and just a happiness. It's a feel-good piece, and it's a closer to the concert.
Hmm. And sort of as background, just briefly, can you give me an example of some of the other issues that the chorale has addressed in years past?
Well, we've partnered with Angel Band Project a number of times. We like the connection with Maryville University. We're the ensemble in residence there, and we use music therapy, or many of our students that sing in the chorale are music therapy majors, and that's a connection with Angel Band because they use music therapy with their survivors. But we've also done Safe Connections and the Covering House, and we've done Meds and Food for Kids in Haiti. We sort of take any issue that might be important to women. So it might be helping other women, it might be helping the community at large, it might be helping children.
I'm just curious if any of these issues in particular struck you a chord.
The one she mentioned? Well, this
any of the issues they're addressing at this particular concert?
Oh.
I mean, why are you there?
Oh, well, we were asked to collaborate with them, but I immediately resonated with the violence against women. I think it's, you know, it's something that needs to be brought into the light more. So I'm always happy to, you know, lend my musical expertise to that sort of thing. I'm happy to do that.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Well, I would say what is so wonderful about a live community conversation and concert is this, is it really draws people into this performance where, you know, the audience is learning, but is also present and a part of this beautiful musical collaboration. You know, not many people realize how prevalent violence against women really is, but in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted.
I guess it's one of those things, if it hasn't happened to you or someone you know, it just might not be on your radar?
Absolutely. I never thought it would touch my life in the way that it did, but I'm also a mother of three daughters, and the statistics, you know, speak that one in four women will be the victim of an attempted sexual assault in her lifetime. And knowing those statistics, you know, didn't give me a lot of hope. So I thought I need to do something to be a part of discussion and hopefully part of social change. We need to change these statistics for good.
Mm-hmm. I would think, too, that the audience could be affected in a lot of different ways by something like this. I mean, not only would men and women react differently, but I would think the reaction would vary among women for whatever reason.
Well, and absolutely. And that's one of the things we talked about is that because of the statistics, it is very likely that there will be women in the audience who are survivors or possibly currently in an abusive situation. And so I think Rachel could speak to that, that we are going to have resources available after the concert. We start with the community conversation, and that's a panel discussion amongst experts.
Yeah, talk about who's going to be on that panel.
Yeah, so we have four panelists representing different agencies in the community, from Safe Connections to the YWCA. On a greater statewide level, we have the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. They will be represented on the panel. So this is going to give us a real broad and thorough analysis of what are the people in our state and in our city who are working with victims every day. What are they seeing? What are the trends? What are the outcomes? What are the barriers for survivors getting help? So I think through this conversation, it may leave the audience thinking, okay, what can we do to be a part of this movement, to be a part of the change?
It seems like the topic of violence against women is a really broad one. You could go in so many different directions. Was it challenging in any way to try to focus?
I think it's hard to bring it, you know, into a very literal geographic level. When we talk about violence against women, you know, globally, it's 1 in 3 women will be beaten in her lifetime. So, you know, how does that trickle down and affect the way that we live in St. Louis? And so, yes, there are so many things that we could address, but having 1 hour in which to do so, we're kind of looking for more broader perspective.
So, Lydia, what are you going to do on stage, you and the Merritt Taylor Band? What are some of the pieces you're going to perform, and how do you see it relating to this topic?
Well, we're Merritt Taylor Band with Dan Rubright. We're kind of a supportive band for the chorale. And I'm actually singing on the first song, which is a song called One Voice by the Waylon Jennies, which is a Canadian group. And I start that song out, and then the chorale joins in, which is a beautiful song about coming together.
Any other musical highlights you'd like to point out?
Well, we also have two world premieres, and the one is Going Down the River by Paul Reuter, because he arranged that specifically for the chorale for this concert. The other one is a piece by Elizabeth Alexander, and it's called Grace, and she's a composer in Minneapolis. And I found that piece online, and it was a vocal solo, and I contacted her, and we talked about it, and she made this arrangement for us for this concert. And it's a beautiful piece about kindness and generosity freely bestowed. That's what her definition of grace. And what a wonderful message, especially to these survivors.
So in addition to the performance and the panel discussion, there's also going to be an art exhibition of sorts.
Yes, there is. There are a few different art pieces that are going to be on display. One of them was commissioned by the Angel Band Project, and it's a sculpture called Aria Rising, which represents a victim of sexual assault moving from being a victim to being a thriver. So that will be on display at the event, as well as a photographic exhibit that will depict the experience of women who have suffered from violence.
Can we hear something from the chorale?
Well, yes, we could.
Absolutely. This is He Never Failed Me Yet. It's a piece by St. Louis native Robert Ray, and it's a gospel anthem.
That's the Women's Hope Chorale. And just a final comment, a brief comment from each of you, please. As individuals taking part in this event and as women, how does this theme, violence against women, really resonate with you? Lydia?
I think to do a concert and to have art, music, and sort of inspirational piece of the music is so important. It's a whole body experience, and I think, you know, how better to get through to people than that.
Rachel?
Well, I firmly believe that music heals and has the capability to really help those who have endured some trauma. So to see it at a live concert with wonderful women singing in spirit and in solidarity for those who have been abused and have suffered, it's going to leave a big impact on people's hearts. When they leave, they will be filled with hope. Yes, they will know the reality, as we've been talking about it, but it will be hopeful. So,
Leanne?
Excited.
Well, and I had the opportunity last night to meet one of the songwriters, one of the survivors, and I think I had had a fair amount of anxiety about arranging her song and performing it and spent a lot of time thinking about it and are we capturing it? And she heard it last night and was thrilled. She gave me a big hug and is so excited, and she said it was more beautiful than she even anticipated. And man, that made me feel good.
Well, thank you all for sharing not only your work, but your thoughts and feelings about this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Women's Hope Chorale Artistic Director Leanne Magnuson-Latuda, Angel Band Project Executive Director Rachel Ebeling, and Mayor Taylor Band Vocalist Lydia Ruffin. The Women's Hope Chorale presents Still I Rise, a community conversation concert Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Ethical Society of St. Louis. A panel discussion precedes the concert at 3. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.
Yeah.